The next patient is Ramon Silva. Raymond Silva. The last name is S-I-L-V, like Victor A. Ramon, R-A-M-O-N. 75-year-old Hispanic male who is a veteran following this clinic because of CKD stage 3B. The main concern is the presence of hyperglycemia in a patient with CKD stage 3B and a proteinuria that is pretty close to 1 gram of creatinine per gram. It's a gram of protein per gram of creatinine. I said a gram of protein per gram of creatinine. The latest laboratory workup that was done in September, the 8th of 2023, this patient has a creatinine that is 1.76, a BUN of 32, and an estimated GFR is 31.5. The patient has trace of protein. The protein creatinine determination wasn't done as ordered. Period. When interviewed, the patient doesn't know the name of the medication that he takes. He is asked to monitor the blood sugar, monitor the blood pressure, and for the next appointment to bring all the actual bottles of the medications. Number two, the patient has a history of diabetes mellitus, the hemoglobin A1C. Reported on September the 8th of 2023, 9.1% with an average of 214. Following number, hyperlipidemia, the patient has severe hypertriglyceridemia that is related to the high blood sugar. The patient was emphasized about the need to follow the diet rather than as correcting the medications. He admits excessive intake of bread and rice, and that has to change. And he says that he's going to follow the diet, and we are going to bring him back in 3 months. Following number, hyperuricemia. The patient is supposed to be taking allopurinol. The uric acid is still elevated. At 8.6, whether or not he takes the medication allopurinol 100 milligrams that was prescribed, I don't know. It's unknown. Whether or not he takes the medication that was prescribed is unknown. Following number, arterial hypertension that is under control. Following number, the patient has a history of rheumatoid arthritis that is followed by Dr. Torres. The patient continues to be taking CIMZIA. Following number, hepatitis C that has been treated. Following number, hyperparathyroidism that is supposed to be vitamin D deficiency that is supposed to be supplemented. Period. We are going to review the case in 3 months with laboratory workup. Emphasis was made in blood pressure control, blood sugar control, accurate delivery of the diet. And he's supposed to bring the medications, the actual bottles, next time. Paragraph, we spent 8 minutes reviewing the lab. In the face-to-face, 15 minutes, documentation, 8 minutes.